For those of us who need to routinely rest more due to aging, illness, or disability, could you share some suggestions and advice for how to optimize this time as meditation in a lying down posture? I think one of the things that, especially with when because of aging or illness or some kind of disability at the time, then it actually takes a determination to use that lying down posture for meditation or contemplation, because the associations that we build up over a lifetime are, you know, so as soon as you lie down, it's, oh, I can fall asleep now, or I can, it's my time to zone out, one has to consciously bring to mind this is another meditation posture, and to bring awareness to the body in the same way that say when, as I was giving instructions this morning in the sitting posture, when one's lying down, to pay attention to a sense of a balance and symmetry as one's lying down, because that helps to bring there's a certain balance and symmetry, rather than just sort of kind of figuratively slumping into a lying down posture. There's just going through the body and bringing about a certain kind of symmetry and balance as one's lying down. And that brings an alertness to the body. Using the breath in a way that really fully breathing into the abdomen, so that there's kind of enlivens the posture. Especially if one has to use the lying down posture, then it doesn't really matter what posture you're in, like whether you're sitting, lying, standing, or walking. If you have to do it for a longer period of time than you used to, it's uncomfortable. It's just the nature of having a human body. So that even say lying down, you think, oh, I can do lying down, and then everything would be fine. But it's as long as you're not shifting position, then there's some discomfort that the body feels. So that learning how to stick with the posture, even as it gets a bit uncomfortable. I mean, again, even say you might be lying on your back and getting paying attention to symmetry and relaxing into it. But then, it won't. There'll be a period of time where it's comfortable, and then it'll get uncomfortable. So then, shifting into say lying on the one's right hand side is one that the Buddha recommends over and over again. Lying on the right side, and especially if you have to lie down for you know, extended periods of time. Then it you want to, if you're lying on your side, then you have to, you can't just sort of be like sometimes you see some of the Buddha images are made of the Buddha in a reclining posture, and it's sort of just absolutely sort of pencil straight. Well, that doesn't really work. you sort of feet on top of each other like this, and everything's absolutely, you could line it up. You have to you fold your knees a bit. Oftentimes, like I had to, develop the lying down posture as a meditation because it was years and years ago when I was injured with a fractured pelvis. That cramps your style as a sort of a meditator. It was my right pelvis, so I couldn't do it on the right, so I had to be on the left. But that, you have to bend your knees a little bit, and then use using a pillow to prop the head up a bit so that you could just keep, and you could hold that posture, for quite some time. But yeah, there's, you need some props with the lying down posture. And I think one that really doesn't work very well is lying on one's stomach. I mean, it's not a very mindful posture, but even that, if there was some reason for injury or something, then like I remember years ago, there was a friend of mine who had spinal surgery, and he spent a long time. There wasn't much option. He was on his stomach, but I think as if you got the options, then lying on one side, lying on one's back, you can develop them. And a lot of it is relaxing into the posture and keeping an alertness and going through the body. In the same way that I spoke this morning, if you're sitting in meditation and taking awareness, you're breathing and then going from the top of the head around the eyes, paying attention to different points through the body. There's an alertness and awareness that naturally comes, as well as an ease. So that the same thing is possible with the reclining posture. It can be a posture of both, say, relaxation, resting, as well as alertness and attention. It's not impossible, and so a lot of it is, but it, a lot of it is also changing the perception that one has, in the sense of oftentimes that perception of resting as and lying down is when I get to rest and zone out. But it doesn't really matter what posture. Each posture is a posture for mindfulness and alertness.